Shalom Aleichem, how are you? We are learning the Sicha number 2 of Nitzavim. Oh gosh, that rhymed, that sounded cheesy. But anyway, Nitzavim Chelek Yudalid number 2. Short Sicha, but a powerful Sicha with a very strong hayah, very strong take-home message. The Sicha goes like this. It's on Rashi, which comes in the second Pasuk of the Parsha. The Parsha starts off on Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Tes. And this is Pasuk Yud. But in order to understand the context, let's start from the beginning of the Pasha. Atem Nitzavim Mayim Kulchem. You are all standing together today, Lifnei Hashem Likechem, before Hashem your God, the Sheikhem, your leaders, the Shivtechem of your tribes. Like Rashi says, the Sheikhem, Shivtechem is the same thing, the leaders of your tribes. They connect Ziknechem, the elders, Shivtechem, and the policemen, the law enforcement, Kol Yisrael, all the Jewish people. Tapchem, your children, the Sheikhem, your wives. Begercha shebekev mechanecha, and the converts within your group, mechoyte beitzecha, from the wood chopper ad shoyev mimecha, until the water carrier. And the final pasuk for this context, la'avdecha, and this is all, you're standing all here today, la'avdecha, that Hashem should pass you, bevidis Hashem lekecha, in the covenant, v'alasai, and the curses, asher, that in parshas kisavei, asher Hashem lekecha kareisim chayim, that Hashem makes this covenant with you today. Fine. Now, on the second pasuk, Mechoyte Vetzecha, comes Rashi, and he says, Melamed, this teaches us, Shabo give Kananim Lizgaya Bimei Moshe, that the Kananim came to convert during the days of Moshe, Kederech Shabo give Oinim Bimei Yeshua, just like we see that the Givonim came in the days of Yeshua, Bezeu Omer Givonim, and this is why it says regarding the Givonim in the days of Yeshua, Bayasu Gam Hema, and also they did Ba'arma with trickery. So that the fact that it says Gam Hema also, that means there was a previous time, and that is the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Unusana Moshe, and Moshe appointed them Chotvei Eitzim B'Shoyev Yemayim, wood choppers and water collectors. Now, comes the Rebbe and asks a simple question. But before the question, the Rebbe says like this, the Mefarshim, specifically he quotes the Maral and others, the Ein, they say that it refers to the Tanchuma, which is a Medrash, that the Tanchuma says, Melamed Shabo HaGivonim Eitzel Moshe, this comes to teach you that the Givonim came to Moshe, Beloi Kiblon, and he didn't accept them. Like it says by Yasu Gam Hema Barma, like it says by Yeshua, that they did trickery as well. So it means they've tried this trickery once, and Moshe didn't accept them. So the fact is, according to the Tanchuma, they weren't part of the covenant. But the fact that Rashi says, Shebo Kananim Lihisgayer, to convert, it seems that they were accepted. The Rashi doesn't say that any other issue that they didn't accept them. All it says is that they converted, and then he appointed them. So why did Rashi not go with the Tanchuma? And how does Rashi know within the Pasuk that it's talking about people who converted, give Oinim? How does he all know this? Where, what exactly told you this? And also why when Rashi talks about Yeshua, he uses the word Ba'arma. It's irrelevant to the context. In other words, Vayasu Gam Hema, that's the proof. The fact that they did also shows us that it's happened before. Comes to that and explains very much in one letter. The Sicha boils down to one letter. Again, Pasuk Yud, Tapchem, Neshechem, your children, your wives, Gercha, Shebeker, Machanecha, and the converts within your camp, Mei Choyte Beitzecha. Mei from is connecting to something previously. Like, for example, we see when it talks about Makas Becheris, Kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, all the Bechor Mitzrayim, Mi Bechor Pare, from Pare's Bechor, till the child of a maidservant. So the maid connects to previously. In other words, Ger HaShem Ekerev Machanecha, the Gerim, and within that, Meichot Beitzecha Vatshev Meimecha. It's connecting to that. Vektzich the Shaila. Understand. Why are you pointing out these Gerim specifically? Like, just say, Gercha Shebeker Machanecha. Why do you have to say that there's a Chayte Beitzecha and a Shev Memecha? And therefore, Rashi comes and says that There's a unique kind of ger. We've seen in one other place that there's a unique kind of ger, and that's the ger of Yemei Yeshua. Just to give some context, what happened over then? They came and made believe as if they're people who live far away, and they heard incredible stuff about the Yidden, and they want to convert, and the Nesiim converted them. And only later, not too long after, the Jews discovered that they were actually people that didn't live far away. They lived right here, and they were just converting out of fear. And Yeshua didn't go back on his word, even after the Yidden complained about it, and he appointed them as water carriers, etc., and the conversion was always problematic. But they played a trick. They did the armor. Now, it makes sense why people would want to convert in the days of Moshe, just like Yeshua, because this happens just before Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. So they're right across the Jordan. People have heard all the things that are about to happen, that happened in the past with Am Yisrael, and they want to convert. So that's the Rebbe, but who cares why they converted? They're Gerim, so let them be like all the other Gerim. And it's not, it can't be to say that they're not amongst the Gerim, that they're not counted, because ultimately it says, you're passing in the covenant. If you're passing in the covenant, it means that everyone's passing in the covenant, including the Jewish people. So Rashi from the beginning knows that from the fact that the next pasuk says, La'avlecha bevris, these are real Gerim, these are complete Gerim who absolutely are part of the entire Kol HaTorah Kula. So therefore Rashi uses the word melamed. It's coming here to teach you. In other words, that what Rashi's saying is, we're learning a historical anecdote. This is the way that the Torah tells us about this story that the Knanim wanted to convert. And that's the way we learn it, through the fact that that's the way we learn this historical narrative. But because it's not so simple to say, because that within these words there's a whole story hiding with lots of details, therefore Rashi says, he brings the proof of Gam Hema, also them. That means that it happened in the past. But you'll ask the question, you'll see that in the days of Yeshua, it says clearly it happened and they did trickery and the Jewish people complained about it. So why over here don't we see the Jewish people complaining? If the story happened, then it should have been the same complaint. That why did you convert them? Therefore, Rashi says, Ba'arma, he brings up in that case by the Yeshua was the trickery. That's why the Jews complained. Over here, it was straightforward, and therefore, there was no trickery, and these people convert. So, in other words, what the Sikha telling you? The Sikha is telling you straightforward that a story happened, that people came from Canaan and converted, and they are the Chayt of Itzecho Shemecha. Obviously, it's not the Sikha telling you, the Sikha is teaching it to you within that, explaining how Rashi gave that. That absolute knowledge from within the pasuk comes to them and says, there's a chassidish pshat over here as well. We know that the Alter Rebbe says that choytev etzecha doesn't only mean wood, it means etza, advice. That what you have to do, choytev, you have to break the etza. In other words, you have to stop being so oiske cheshben and oiske, you know, that clever and strategic and everything, Rabbis Machshavis Blevish, and just have Kabbalah sell. Do things the way because you're supposed to. And Shayev Memecha, take away, pull out the water, which Tanya Perek Aleph says, Mayim Atzmichim Kol Meinei Tainim, that water is the source of pleasure. Take out the pleasure and just do things because you have to. Comes, the Rebbe says, but somebody could come and say, that those two levels of Chaytev, breaking your Eitzis and taking out your Geshmak in Elamaza, that's for Yeshvayel, that's for people who sit and learn all day, for people who are on a high level. But I'm a businessman, I have a life. And therefore I have to use my intelligence, I have to rely on myself, and I have to have pleasure in this world. Therefore Rashi comes and tells you, Melamed, to teach you, Bo Knanim, that the Knanim came to be Misgar. One of the first times we see the word Knan in Torah is by Yehuda, in the story of Yehuda and Tamar, that he met a certain person, the Knani, and over there Rashi explains, it's a Soicher. It's a businessman. So what's the businessman is coming and saying that they became a Chayt of Etzecha V'Sherev Mecha, that the Knani becomes a Chayt of Etzecha. Even if you're a businessman, have the Kabbalah Seil of Chayt of Etzecha V'Sherev Mecha. And you'll say that's very hard. Comes Rashi and says, Nesana Moshe. Moshe appointed them. And if you have the Keach of Moshe, that like famous Nekuda and Perik Membeis Tanya, that for Moshe, nothing small. So if you have his Kashrus to Moshe, it becomes easy for you as well, and you're able to overcome this challenge of living with this Kabbalah.